1. Introduction. Decentralized finance, commonly known as DeFi, represents a seismic shift in the financial landscape. It is a rapidly evolving sector within the blockchain industry that offers a decentralized alternative to traditional, centralized financial systems. DeFi applications leverage blockchain technology, primarily Ethereum, to recreate and improve upon financial systems and services, offering innovative solutions that are open, transparent, and permissionless. DeFi applications are designed to disintermediate the financial world, removing the need for a central authority or intermediary, such as a bank or financial institution. Through DeFi, traditional financial services, like lending, borrowing, trading, risk management, and insurance, can be provided in a decentralized, automated way. DeFi has the potential to transform the financial industry, making financial services universally accessible and promoting financial inclusion. However, as with any transformative technology, DeFi comes with its own set of complexities, risks, and regulatory challenges. It's a dynamic, rapidly evolving field, which makes it a thrilling but sometimes daunting area to navigate. This guide will provide a comprehensive overview of DeFi, exploring its origins, principles, key components, and how it works. We will also delve into some of the leading DeFi projects, discuss the potential benefits and risks, examine the regulatory landscape, and consider the future of DeFi. Whether you're a seasoned crypto enthusiast or a newcomer to the space, this guide will help you understand and navigate the fascinating world of DeFi. Definition of DeFi. DeFi, short for decentralized finance, is a term that represents a broad variety of financial applications built on blockchain technologies. The primary goal of DeFi is to recreate and improve upon the traditional financial system but in a decentralized, open, and permissionless way. This means DeFi applications do not rely on intermediaries or central authorities, such as banks or insurance companies, to facilitate transactions or provide financial services. Instead, DeFi leverages smart contracts, digital assets, distributed ledger technology, DLT, and protocols to automate financial transactions and digital asset management. These solutions are accessible to anyone with an internet connection, regardless of their geographical location, thus opening up a global, inclusive financial system. Historical background of DeFi. DeFi is an evolution that has its roots in the invention of Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency, by Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009. Bitcoin introduced the world to a decentralized peer-to-peer cash system that operated outside the purview of traditional financial institutions. However, Bitcoin's functionality was primarily limited to transactions. The next significant step in the development of DeFi was the creation of Ethereum in 2015, a blockchain platform that introduced smart contracts. These are self-executing contracts with the terms of agreement directly written into lines of code. The advent of Ethereum and its smart contract capability enabled developers to build more complex financial applications on top of blockchain technology, thus planting the seeds for what would become DeFi. The actual term DeFi started gaining traction around 2018, coinciding with the rise of several Ethereum-based projects aiming to decentralize a range of financial services like lending, borrowing, and trading. DeFi was seen as the answer to democratizing finance, removing intermediaries, and offering more transparent, efficient, and inclusive services. From there, DeFi experienced exponential growth, with the total value locked, TVL, in DeFi projects surging from less than $1 billion at the start of 2020 to over $40 billion by the end of that year. This was driven by innovative concepts such as yield farming and liquidity mining, which incentivized users to provide liquidity to different DeFi protocols. The DeFi space continues to evolve and expand, with new projects, concepts, and improvements being introduced regularly. As of today, DeFi represents one of the most significant and exciting developments in the cryptocurrency and blockchain industry. 2. DeFi explained. Core principles of DeFi. DeFi is based on a few core principles that set it apart from traditional finance. Permissionless, DeFi applications are open to anyone, anywhere, without the need for intermediaries. This means that regardless of your geographical location or financial status, you can participate in the DeFi ecosystem as long as you have an internet connection and a compatible digital wallet. Transparency. DeFi applications are built on public blockchains, which means that all transactions are transparent and can be audited by anyone. This ensures a high level of accountability and trust within the ecosystem. Interoperability. DeFi applications are built on shared standards and protocols, which allows for seamless integration and interaction between different applications. This creates a highly interconnected ecosystem where users can easily move their assets between different DeFi services. Censorship resistance. Due to their decentralized nature, DeFi applications are resistant to censorship and interference from central authorities. This means that as long as you have control over your private keys, no one can prevent you from interacting with DeFi applications. Self-custody. DeFi allows for self-custody of assets. This means that users have complete control over their funds, which are typically stored in their private wallets. How does DeFi work? DeFi operates through a network of decentralized applications, dApps, that are built on blockchain technology, primarily Ethereum, though other platforms such as Binance Smart Chain, Solana, Polygon, and Polkadot are also hosting an increasing number of DeFi projects. These dApps use smart contracts to automate and enforce the rules of their operations. A smart contract is a self-executing contract with the terms of the agreement directly written into code. It operates without the need for a central authority or intermediary, and its execution is transparent and verifiable on the blockchain. In a typical DeFi application, users interact with the dApp through a cryptocurrency wallet. They can deposit, borrow, lend, trade, or invest their digital assets in accordance with the rules defined by the smart contract. The transactions are executed by the smart contract and recorded on the blockchain, ensuring transparency and security. Moreover, DeFi applications often leverage other decentralized protocols or services. For example, a DeFi lending platform may use a decentralized Oracle service to obtain real-time price information, or a DeFi trading platform may interact with a decentralized liquidity protocol to facilitate trades. This interoperability is a key feature of the DeFi ecosystem, enabling a wide range of financial services to be integrated and built upon each other. 3. Key components of DeFi. Smart contracts. Smart contracts are the backbone of DeFi. They are pieces of code that run on a blockchain and automatically execute transactions when certain conditions are met. Smart contracts eliminate the need for intermediaries, as they enforce the rules and operations of DeFi applications. Because they are deployed on a blockchain, they are transparent, tamper-proof, and operate in a trustless environment. Ethereum was the first blockchain to implement smart contracts, but other blockchains like Binance Smart Chain, Cardano, Polygon, and Polkadot also support them now. Blockchain and decentralization. Blockchain is the underlying technology that enables the decentralization of financial applications. It is a distributed ledger that records transactions across multiple nodes in a network, ensuring that the data is transparent and cannot be altered without the consensus of the network. This decentralization is critical to DeFi, as it removes the need for central authorities or intermediaries and allows for peer-to-peer transactions. Various blockchains serve as the foundation for DeFi applications, with Ethereum being the most commonly used due to its advanced smart contract capabilities. DApps, decentralized applications. DApps are software applications that run on a decentralized network, typically a blockchain. They are open source, operate autonomously, and have their data and records of operations stored on a blockchain. DeFi applications are essentially DApps that are focused on financial functions. Examples of DeFi DApps include decentralized exchanges, DEXs, lending and borrowing platforms, and yield farming platforms. Tokens and cryptocurrencies. Tokens and cryptocurrencies are integral to the DeFi ecosystem. They serve as the medium of exchange, store of value, and unit of account within DeFi applications. There are various types of tokens in DeFi, including native platform tokens. These are tokens like Ethereum's ETH or Binance Smart Chain's BNB, which are used to pay for transaction fees on their respective blockchains. Utility tokens. These are tokens that are used within a specific DeFi platform for various purposes such as governance voting, earning rewards, or accessing certain features. Stablecoins. These are tokens that are pegged to the value of an underlying asset, usually a fiat currency like the US dollar. Stablecoins bring stability to the DeFi ecosystem and are often used in transactions, lending, and borrowing. Wrapped tokens. These are tokens that represent an asset from another blockchain, wrapped into a format that can be used on a different blockchain. For example, Wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC, is a token on the Ethereum blockchain that represents Bitcoin. 4. Key concepts in DeFi. Yield farming. Yield farming, also known as liquidity mining, is a popular concept in DeFi. It involves users providing liquidity to a DeFi protocol, usually in the form of tokens, in return for rewards. The rewards are typically a proportion of the transaction fees generated by the protocol or new tokens minted by the protocol as incentives. Yield farming can provide high returns, but it also comes with risks, including smart contract bugs and impermanent loss. Liquidity pools. Liquidity pools are foundational to many DeFi protocols. A liquidity pool is a collection of funds locked in a smart contract. Users, known as liquidity providers, contribute assets to these pools in exchange for fees or rewards. In a decentralized exchange, for instance, liquidity pools facilitate the swapping of tokens by providing the necessary liquidity. Staking. Staking is another key concept in DeFi. It involves users locking up their tokens in a smart contract as a way to participate in the network. In return, stakers can earn rewards, usually in the form of additional tokens. Staking can serve various purposes in DeFi, including securing the network, participating in governance decisions, or providing liquidity. Decentralized exchanges, DEXs. Decentralized exchanges, or DEXs, are platforms that allow users to trade cryptocurrencies directly with each other, without the need for an intermediary. DEXs operate using smart contracts that automate the matching and execution of trades. They offer several benefits over traditional exchanges, including privacy, control over funds, and potentially lower fees. Lending and borrowing platforms. Lending and borrowing platforms are a major component of DeFi. These platforms allow users to lend their assets and earn interest, or borrow assets by providing collateral. Interest rates are usually determined algorithmically based on supply and demand. These platforms offer open access, transparent rules, and often higher interest rates than traditional financial institutions. Stablecoins. Stablecoins are digital tokens that are pegged to the value of a stable asset, usually a fiat currency like the US dollar. Stablecoins provide stability in the highly volatile crypto market, and they play a crucial role in many DeFi applications. For instance, they can be used as a medium of exchange, a store of value, or a unit of account in lending and borrowing platforms. Wrapped tokens. Wrapped tokens are another important concept in DeFi. They are tokens that represent another asset from a different blockchain, but on a new blockchain. For example, Wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC, is a token on the Ethereum blockchain that represents Bitcoin. Wrapped tokens allow assets from one blockchain to interact with the protocols on another blockchain, thus increasing interoperability in the DeFi ecosystem. Oracle networks. Oracles are services that provide real-world data to smart contracts. This data can include price information, temperature, election results, and more. Oracles play a crucial role in DeFi, as many protocols rely on them for up-to-date and accurate information. 5. Leading DeFi projects. Uniswap. Uniswap is a decentralized exchange protocol built on the Ethereum blockchain. It uses an automated market maker model, where users can trade directly with a liquidity pool. These pools are filled by other users who deposit their assets into the pool and receive liquidity provider, LP, tokens in return. LP token holders earn a portion of the trading fees generated by the exchange. Compound. Compound is a decentralized, blockchain-based protocol that allows users to lend and borrow cryptocurrencies. Users can earn interest by supplying their crypto assets to Compound's liquidity pool. Borrowers can take loans from this pool by providing collateral. The interest rates are determined algorithmically based on the supply and demand for each asset. Aave. Aave is another decentralized lending and borrowing platform on Ethereum. It offers unique features like flash loans, which are uncollateralized loans that must be borrowed and repaid within a single transaction. Aave also introduced interest-bearing tokens, which are minted when users deposit funds into the protocol. MakerDAO. MakerDAO is a decentralized autonomous organization, DAO, on the Ethereum blockchain that allows users to generate DAI, a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar. Users can create DAI by depositing collateral into the MakerDAO system, which they can later recover by repaying the DAI they generated, plus stability fees. Pancake Swap. Pancake Swap is a decentralized exchange built on Binance Smart Chain, BSC. It is similar to Uniswap in functionality but operates on the BSC network, allowing for lower transaction fees. Pancake Swap users can trade tokens, provide liquidity, and participate in yield farming to earn rewards. DEDX. DEDX is a decentralized platform on Ethereum for margin trading, spot trading, and lending. Users can trade Ethereum-based assets directly from their wallets with no intermediaries. DEDX also enables users to earn interest by supplying assets or create short or leveraged positions with up to 10x leverage. Quick Swap. Quick Swap is a decentralized exchange similar to Uniswap but built on the Polygon network. It allows users to swap any two Ethereum-compatible tokens quickly and with minimal gas fees. QuickSwap also enables liquidity providers to earn rewards from trading fees based on their share of the total liquidity pool. 6. Benefits and risks of DeFi. Potential benefits. DeFi offers several potential benefits over traditional financial systems. Accessibility. DeFi applications are open to anyone with an internet connection, breaking down barriers to financial services such as credit history checks or geographical restrictions. Transparency. Built on blockchain technology, all transactions in DeFi are transparent and can be audited by anyone, reducing the risk of fraud and corruption. Ownership. In DeFi, users have full control over their assets, unlike traditional banks where your money is held by a third party. Interoperability. DeFi applications are built on public blockchains, allowing them to be compatible and interact with each other, creating a network of financial services. Yield opportunities. DeFi protocols often offer lucrative interest rates and rewards through activities such as yield farming, staking. Potential risks and challenges. Despite the potential benefits, DeFi also presents several risks and challenges. Smart contract vulnerabilities. DeFi relies heavily on smart contracts, which can contain bugs or security vulnerabilities that can be exploited by malicious actors. Price volatility. DeFi often involves the use of cryptocurrencies, which can be extremely volatile. This can lead to rapid changes in the value of assets or collateral, potentially causing users to lose a significant portion of their investment. Impermanent loss. In yield farming and liquidity providing, there is a risk of impermanent loss, which can occur when the price of the deposited tokens changes compared to when they were deposited. This can potentially lead to losses even if the price of the tokens goes up. Regulatory uncertainty. The legal status of DeFi protocols is still unclear in many jurisdictions, and there is a risk of future regulatory crackdowns. Complexity and user error. DeFi can be complex and hard to understand, and there is a risk of losing funds due to user error, such as sending funds to the wrong address or failing to understand the mechanics of a protocol. 7. Regulatory landscape for DeFi. Regulatory considerations. DeFi operates at the intersection of finance and technology, and as such, it is subject to a variety of regulatory considerations. Some of the key issues regulators face when dealing with DeFi include classification of tokens. DeFi involves a wide range of tokens, including utility tokens, governance tokens, and asset-backed tokens. Regulatory authorities are still working on how to classify and regulate these tokens. For example, some tokens might be classified as securities, which would subject them to securities laws and regulations. Consumer protection. Regulators are concerned about protecting users from fraud, scams, and the potential loss of funds due to the complexity and risks associated with DeFi. They are exploring ways to enforce consumer protection laws and promote transparency in the DeFi ecosystem. Decentralization and jurisdiction. The decentralized nature of DeFi poses challenges for regulators, as it is often unclear which jurisdiction a particular protocol or platform falls under. This makes it difficult to enforce regulatory standards and take legal action when necessary. Anti-money laundering, AML, and counterterrorism financing, CTF, DeFi's anonymity and lack of intermediaries can facilitate illicit activities, such as money laundering and terrorism financing. Regulators are working to ensure that DeFi platforms comply with AML and CTF regulations. DeFi and anti-money laundering, AML, regulations. DeFi's decentralized nature and the lack of intermediaries present challenges in implementing and enforcing AML regulations. Traditional financial institutions are required to perform Know Your Customer, KYC, checks and monitor transactions for suspicious activity. However, in DeFi, these processes are often absent, and users can engage in transactions without revealing their identity. Regulatory authorities are working to address these challenges by proposing new rules and guidelines for DeFi platforms. Some possible approaches include applying existing AML regulations. Regulators could require DeFi platforms to comply with existing AML laws, such as the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act or the EU's Fifth Anti-Money Laundering Directive, 5 AMLD. This would involve implementing KYC procedures and reporting suspicious transactions. Adopting a risk-based approach, regulators could adopt a risk-based approach to DeFi, focusing on specific areas with a higher likelihood of money laundering and terrorist financing. This would involve assessing the risks associated with different DeFi protocols and applying targeted regulatory measures. Developing new regulatory frameworks. Given the unique challenges posed by DeFi, regulators could develop new regulatory frameworks specifically tailored to the DeFi ecosystem. These frameworks could focus on promoting transparency, user protection, and AML compliance while still preserving the benefits of decentralization. As DeFi continues to grow and evolve, the regulatory landscape will likely adapt to address the risks and challenges associated with this emerging financial ecosystem. It is essential for DeFi participants to stay informed about regulatory developments and ensure compliance with applicable laws and regulations. 8. Future of DeFi. Trends and predictions. The future of DeFi looks promising, with several emerging trends and predictions. Increased adoption. As more people become aware of DeFi and its potential benefits, the number of DeFi users is expected to grow significantly. Layer 2 scaling solutions. To address the scalability issues on Ethereum, many DeFi projects are exploring Layer 2 scaling solutions, which could lead to faster and cheaper transactions. Expansion of DeFi services. As the DeFi ecosystem matures, we can expect to see a broader range of financial services, including insurance, derivatives, and prediction markets. Interoperability. With the rise of cross-chain and multi-chain solutions, DeFi applications could become more interoperable, allowing users to move assets seamlessly between different blockchains. Regulatory clarity. As regulators become more familiar with DeFi, we can expect to see clearer regulatory guidelines and standards, which could help to reduce the risks associated with DeFi and foster greater trust and confidence among users. Impact on the traditional finance. DeFi has the potential to significantly disrupt traditional finance in several ways. Democratization of finance. By removing intermediaries and reducing barriers to entry, DeFi could make financial services more accessible to people who are currently unbanked or underbanked. Increased efficiency. DeFi could streamline various financial processes and transactions, leading to greater efficiency and lower costs for users. Innovation. DeFi could spur innovation in the financial sector, leading to the development of new financial products and services. Competition. The emergence of DeFi could force traditional financial institutions to adapt and innovate in order to remain competitive. 9. Glossary of DeFi terms. Here are some commonly used DeFi terms and their definitions. Yield farming, a strategy for maximizing returns on crypto investments by leveraging different DeFi protocols. Liquidity pools, a collection of funds locked in a smart contract, used to facilitate trading by providing liquidity. Staking, the process of participating in a proof-of-stake, PoS, consensus mechanism by holding and locking up a cryptocurrency in a network. DEX, decentralized exchange, a platform that allows users to trade cryptocurrencies directly with each other without an intermediary. Stablecoin, a type of cryptocurrency that is designed to maintain a stable value, typically by being pegged to a reserve of assets. Wrapped tokens, a type of cryptocurrency that represents another cryptocurrency on a different blockchain. Oracle networks, a feature in blockchain networks that enables smart contracts to interact with data and systems outside their network. Smart contracts, self-executing contracts with the terms of the agreement directly written into code. 10. Conclusion. Decentralized finance, commonly known as DeFi, marks a transformative shift in the landscape of finance. By leveraging blockchain technology, it democratizes the financial ecosystem, breaks barriers, and enhances efficiency in financial transactions. However, despite its immense potential and innovation, DeFi is a complex, fast-paced, and evolving field that comes with potential risks and regulatory challenges that need to be thoroughly considered and navigated. As we delve deeper into the potential and capabilities of DeFi, it becomes increasingly important to develop a comprehensive understanding of its principles, components, key concepts, and the overall landscape. This guide has aimed to provide a detailed overview of DeFi, hoping to equip readers with the knowledge and insights needed to confidently navigate this complex field. As we look towards the future, it's intriguing to contemplate how DeFi will continue to evolve and revolutionize our financial systems. Regardless of its complexities and challenges, DeFi represents an exciting frontier in finance. Its trajectory will undoubtedly have a profound and lasting impact on how we conduct financial transactions in the future.